Today's Noble lineage will be presented in Hebrew and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. האם תוכלו לדמיין מקום בו כל תושביו חיים בהרמוניה? האם ייתכן שישנה ארץ שבה אין אלימות או פשעים, אין צריכת בשר או ללא שימוש בסיגריות וסמים ממכרים? עבור רבים מאיתנו זה נשמע כמו תיאור שאפשר רק למצוא בגן עדן. במציאות קיים מקום כזה נפלא כאן על הפלנטה שלנו.
כשאת נמצאת בכפר, אז יש לך את הקנות העם, יש לך את הילדים שמשחקים איתך, ויש לך למי לפנות, וכולם כמו משפחה פה.
ברוכים הבאים, צופים רמים, לשושלת האצילית שלנו בטלוויזיית סופרים מאסטר. בסדרה בת שלושת החלקים הזו, אנו נוסעים לארץ הקודש לביקור בגן העדן הזה, עלי אדמות, אשר נמצא בדימונה, ישראל. הנסיך עמנואל בן יהודה מברך בחום את טלוויזיית סופרים מאסטר לכפר השלום ומשתף את התרבות הייחודית ומעורר את ההשראה שלהם.
How do you make it work? Why do you need to be in a completely different community out of the mainstream and why here?
We have turned the direction and are now applying these laws and statutes in a way that are taking us in a completely different direction. We're not about destroying our land. We're not about destroying the water, not destroying the... So all this was made necessary because of the situation we found ourselves.
לקהילה שהוקמה על ידי בן עמי בשנות ה-60 בארצות הברית, יש עכשיו קהילות אפריקאיות עבריות של בני ישראל ברחבי ארצות הברית, כמו גם בישראל ובאפריקה. לאחר שחזרו לארץ הקודש של ישראל לפני מעל 40 שנה, האפריקאים העבריים בני ישראל הקימו חברה משותפת אשר בה באים לידי ביצוע האידיאלים הטבעוניים.
We had to become very collective in our thinking. We grew up in the West, many of us who were the founders, and very individualistic in terms of our social upbringing. I had to have my house, my space, etc. Here we began to live much more collectively in terms of realizing this African proverb that said it takes a village to raise a child. So if I saw your child playing in the street, I can't just walk away as my responsibility. That's my child in the street. I need to go get him out of the street. For I saw him engaged in some kind of behavior that I knew was going to be detrimental in some way, it's my responsibility to step in and intervene in the way that a responsible parent would.
By choosing that kind of health, that kind of way of life, that kind of food, and that kind of living within that community.
We have a marathon runner who is 80 years old, or very close to 80 years old, but he didn't start running until he was 70. Those who are lifting weights in their 70s, and I mean lifting weights, I mean not just, you know, puttering around in the health spa, because again, we're living again, and there are no barriers in terms of what we can create and what we can achieve through the continued renewing of our bodies and minds through living a very positive and very healthy life.
עם הבריאות המעולה של הקהילה כולה, האפריקאים העבריים בני ישראל זכו לתשומת לב רבה על הדגם המוצלח שלהם. מאמר ישראלי ציין, מכל רחבי העולם משלחות זורמות לדימונה, לחוות וכן לחשוף את סוד החיים הבריאים שלהם.
I understand that you don't have any diseases here, and not a lot of crime also.
That's true. There are a number of things that we've eradicated in terms of the pantheon of diseases which are destroying the Western world, and that's something you would expect in the ascension, but not the descension. For example, a group of medical specialists came here from Vanderbilt University, Meharry University, and Waverly Belmont Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee, back in 1998-99 to study the community because it had been popularized or popularly believed that people of African descent from the Americas were genetically predisposed to heart disease and cardiovascular problems. And so they came here to study our community because they knew that we came from the same gene pool, so to speak, and then should still reflect those same things if this was genetically true. And what they found was that was completely false, that by changing our lifestyle, changing our diet, that we proved that these diseases were not genetically oriented, but they were diseases of choice, that by what you were doing, what you were living, and what you were eating. No one in our community, and we have extensions of our community across the African continent in the 40 years that we've been here, has ever contracted HIV. Never. Now, are we that lucky, or is it something that we're doing, you know, that is causing us to be fortified against the onset of disease? I think it's the latter.
Yeah, I agree.
אנא הישארו מכוונים לטלוויזיית סופרים מאסטר, שושלת האצילים שלנו, תחזור אחרי מסר קצר זה להמשיך את התוכנית שלנו על אורח חיים טבעוני ובעל חמלה של האפריקאים העבריים מבני ישראל.
So, a criminal in a society had someone's son or daughter, and now us living together, we're a preventive or protective shield for one another, helping to raise and guide each other's children. Emphasize to our children that two of the times you feel greatest in life is when you are sharing something with someone and when you've achieved something.
כפי שנאמר על ידי ממשלת ארצות הברית, הנס במדבר. האפריקאים העבריים מבני ישראל הם באמת דוגמה ומופת של כיצד אמונה וציות עם חוקי אלוהים יכולים ליצור גן עדן עלי אדמות.
Instead of building hospitals, we thought that it would be better if we lived a way of life and a diet so that prevented people from getting sick. So we created the office or the Ministry of Divine Preventive Medicine. And likewise, we realized that we require a healthy earth if we were going to draw from this earth and be healthy ourselves. So we created organic agriculture.
אחרי הצלחת יצירה קהילה שלווה ומסגשגת באזור קטן של דימונה, האפריקאים העבריים מבני ישראל רוצים לחלוק את הפרדיגמה החדשה של חיים בריאים ומאושרים יותר לשאר העולם.
Prince Emmanuel Ben Yehuda, can you talk about your application of your work around the world, please?
The many things we've been blessed to achieve here have inspired us to create different enterprises and institutions by which to share them globally, and most of them again focus on assisting in terms of securing the health of the human family. For example, we've created African Boreholes Initiative, which is a water well drilling company in Kenya, where there's been drought for the past 10 years and where there's plenty of water in the ground but not much coming from the skies right now. And then during these times of climate change and global warming, things are getting worse. Where they're able to contribute to providing this essential element of life, water, to communities which are in need. We worked in conjunction with the government of the Ministry of Health in Ghana in establishing what we call the Regenerative Health and Nutrition Program. That is, again, establishing prevention as the national policy in Ghana. It was the first country to ever make the prevention of illness its national policy. And they came to us and asked us to design a system for the implementation of that practice in the country. We, over the last 3 years, have sent a number of our professionals there to work in the area of mother and child care, realizing that if you make a healthy mother first, you're going to have a healthy child. And the mother's health at the time of birth will affect the child's health for the first 40 years of his life. So we start with mother and child care.
בנוסף למתן מים והענקת חסות אמאית וטיפול בילדים, האפריקאים העבריים בני ישראל גם מתמקדים בהעלאת מודעות לגבי תזונה נכונה.
Building on a plant-based diet and the significance of water in the diet. And we've been then training in terms of nutritionists in the medical area, in the medical field, matrons at hospitals and schools, and even restaurant operators in terms of how to change the diet or begin to incorporate plant-based foods into the meals there. And the third area was healthy lifestyles, realizing that every decision you make in life affects your health either positively or negatively. So let's go back and take a look at everything we do. What kind of clothes are we wearing? What are we putting in our hair? What is our practice in terms of when we get up every morning? And how much are we exercising? Soy projects in Zimbabwe and farm projects in Benin, organic agriculture projects, and developing of a training center to teach young people the benefits of organic agriculture and the business of organic agriculture in Ghana. These are some of the things that we're doing around the world right now.
המייסד של האפריקאים העבריים, בן עמי, אמר פעם, זכור, זו מסעה של הנשמה. היא פורחת עם האזנה של הצחוק שלך, השמחה שלך, החיוך שלך וסביבת הקודש. לעוד מידע על בני ישראל, האפריקאים העבריים וכפר שלום, בבקשה, בקרו באתר www.africanhebrewisraelitesofjerusalem.com. תודה לכם על חברתכם בתוכנית היום שושלת היוחסין האצילית שלנו. אנא יישארו מכוונים לטלוויזיית סופרים מאסטר לסיכום של סדרה זו בעלת שלושה חלקים המציגים את כפר השלום של בני ישראל האפריקאים העבריים. מיד תשודר התוכנית בין מאסטר ותלמידים. מי ייתן ונועם אלוהי ימלא את חייכם עם אהבה ושלום פנימי. Thank you for your company for today's Anoba lineage. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television next Sunday for the finale of this three-part series featuring the African Hebrew Israelites Village of Peace. Between Master and Disciple is up next. May divine grace fill your life with love and inner peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.